Hello there, how are you? I hope you're well, relaxing, enjoying your day or evening, and all ready for an odd folk tale. Now this one is weird, but weird is better than boring or predictable. So when reading around, I found this one kind of stuck with me, so I'm going for it. I'm not even going to introduce anything about it except for saying that the volume I got it from is all the stories from a small island called Yakushima. It's near Kagoshima. If you do a Google image search for it, it is paradise. Lush forest, mossy rocks, waterfalls, and very odd folk tales, evidently. That's all I'm saying. So let's get started. Tonight's tale is called Utao Sarashi Hone, or The Singing Weathered Skull. Mukashi, mukashi, there lived a very wealthy man who enjoyed song. One day he decided, why not pay to have someone come in and sing for him personally? Better yet, why not pay to have three people come and sing for him? So he did just that. He hired three women to perform on the local stage. Of the three, he thought that one was particularly talented. But he couldn't see her because she was sitting off to the side, out of the light. So he called out, "Hey, you. You have the most beautiful voice I've ever heard. Sit in the middle, closer to the lamp." And so she did. She moved to the middle spot of the three and sang some more songs. Yes, she was incredibly talented, but he couldn't help but notice that she had a face like a pumpkin. When the little concert was over, and after everyone applauded, he went up to the singers and in front of the entire audience said to the one that he was most impressed by, "You know, I heard your voice and I thought, I'm going to make that woman my wife. But then I saw you and I thought, nope, there's no way that pumpkin-faced woman can be my wife." The poor woman was so embarrassed, she fled into the mountains, and there she died. Several years later, there was a man hiking along those very same hills. And there he heard the most lovely voice singing in the distance. "Why is someone with such a gorgeous voice singing out here in the forest, in the dark?" he asked himself. He set off to find the source of the song. But when he did, holding up his oil lantern, he saw that it wasn't a woman, but a skull, no body, that had been weathered by the elements. "Wah! Why is such a dark skull singing such a dark song?" Then he decided that it was probably more polite to address the skull itself. "Oi, why is it that you sing those songs?" "Hi. Well, I'm just a girl who several years ago was terribly embarrassed by a very wealthy man, so much so that I came out here and ended my life." "Oh, that's a terrible thing to have happened. I'm so sorry about that. Hey, how about I carry you around all Japan, and you just pretend that you're my wife, and you sing your lovely songs?" This sounded like a fine idea. So the man picked up the skull and carried it around to all the nearby villages. This worked for a while until he reached one village, where, when looking for a place to stay for the night, he was told, "Yes, of course you are welcome to stay, but only if you are staying alone." To which the skull called out, "But me too." The owner of the inn said, "No, only one person per room. I'm sorry, but you can't stay here." And she shut the door. Well, what else could he do? Even though it was very late, the man then walked to the next inn and the next inn and the next village. But there he was met with the same result. Only one person. The singing skull has to stay outside. But the man didn't want to do that. It was strange. Suddenly, nobody wanted to rent to him. He continued on to more and more inns, but nobody would have him. Finally, exhausted and frustrated, he went to a rice field. "As long as I carry around this old weathered skull, I will never have a place to sleep," he said. "I just wish you'd disappear." Then with that, he hurled the skull into the rice field and yelled, "You are now the god of the rice fields." And that, my friends, is how the god of the rice fields was born, from an old weathered skull. The end. I have so many questions. And I'm sure you do too, like, pretend you're my wife? And why didn't he just put the skull in a bag and sneak her into the inns? And what was this with losing his temper at the end? I mean, he seemed like a nice guy until then. And what makes him anybody who can make anyone a god, especially a god of the rice fields? I reread this like 3 times to make sure I wasn't missing anything, but that's how the story goes. So if you have any suggestions or ideas or something I didn't miss, please let me know. I actually quite like this. I don't know what it is. It just, I kept coming back and reading it. So I wanted to share it with you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Good night, and oyasuminasai.